This episode of Country Squire Radio is brought to you by Missouri Meerschaum and the Tin Society. We thank them for supporting this show, and we thank you for supporting them.
You're listening to Country Squire Radio.
Welcome to Country Squire Radio. I'm Bo.
And I'm John David.
JD!
Hey, Bo. Good evening, man.
Good evening and Happy New Year, brother.
Happy New Year to you, buddy. Happy New Year to you. Man, did you get into anything last night celebrating the new year coming in?
You know, thanks for asking. Yeah, with the small children and everything, we did not wait all the way to midnight. However, we did something that is kind of a fun thing. Other Star Wars fans may do this, but we blew up the Death Star. Do you know about this?
Not familiar, I don't think, with what you're about to explain.
Okay, so the deal is that if you start A New Hope, the original Star Wars movie, at a certain time, then you can time it so that the Death Star blows up right at midnight.
Oh, that's kind of neat.
Yeah, and you start kind of countdown at the part where they go, you know, that bit.
Right.
And so it's a lot of fun, and it's also kind of a fun thing. Well, anyway, so I've done that. I have done that before in years past. We decided that would be actually a fun thing to do this year, so that we could celebrate that whole 10-9, you know, countdown with the kids without having to wait all the way to midnight.
No, that's good.
Or 11 o'clock as we are here in Mississippi, you know, and watching the ball from New York. It's not quite the same when it's at 11.
So functionally, how does this work? Do you lie to the kid and let them think that it's midnight?
We don't lie, per se. I try very hard. I mean, like, even with most holiday traditions where parents are inclined to lie to their children,
right,
we participate in said traditions,
right,
but I never lie to the kids.
Right,
More of like, this is what's happening.
This is what's happening.
And so the goal is we were going to celebrate the new year with the Death Star blowing up.
Okay.
And that was kind of the concept. So anyway, we did this, and it was actually doubly special because this was my first time that my kids watched Star Wars. And you know, that for me, man, it's not a small deal.
That's a big deal.
It's kind of a big deal.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
And so it was really special. The kids had a lot of questions as we were going through, and I remember when Darth Vader showed up, my oldest ran over to me and like hugged my arm and everything, like, "Daddy, protect me." it was really, really sweet.
Well, that's great, man.
What about you? I know that you were up all night, right?
Yeah, man. We did it big last night. Had a bunch of people over to the house, and man, drank, I don't know, I think we went through about 4 bottles of champagne, something like that.
Oh, snap. Between the two of you or each?
No, right. Each, yeah. I just bathed in a vat of champagne. It was fantastic. Had a great time. A bunch of folks came over, and we just did it up big. So it was really, really good.
What time did you wake up today? And not this morning, because I know it wasn't this morning. What time did you wake up today?
I did wake up before noon ish.
Yeah, I
did, but I don't, I, you know, it, waking up though, it was in and out of sleep. Maybe the better question is, what time did I get out of bed? You know, and that was probably closer to 1 o'clock.
Fair enough. I mean, the real question is
late.
Did you, aside from the champagne, you know, did you enjoy a New Year's pipe?
I did not, actually.
Did you do a cigar?
I didn't do that either. So doggone cold.
Dude.
It was just so cold.
All right, can we talk about this?
It's freezing
outside.
Yeah, and that's the problem here currently. You know, of course, you know, we always talk about how people from other parts of the country make fun of us because we just can't handle this kind of weather.
But this is different.
For us, we're just not used to it. And our houses aren't built to take it, and the, you know, roads aren't built to take it, and all this other stuff. We don't know how to deal with it. So,
like most things down here.
Right. So, you know, yeah, I mean, literally, like, all the, you know, half the water pipes at my house are all frozen.
Yeah.
You know, one of the bathrooms doesn't work. The other one does, you know, couldn't wash clothes today. I mean, just crazy stuff because, like, you know, the house is just paralyzed by the cold. Yeah,
it's freezing.
It's crazy. Yeah,
and, you know, normally this is prime pipe smoking weather here in the South.
No, that's right.
You just can't get out there.
It's really difficult to do when it's that cold. So anyway, I'm looking forward to getting back in the shop tomorrow and enjoying my pipe. It'll be a good day.
That's good, man. Well, of course, we are kicking things off right with 2018. In fact, you know, we teased it up. I can't remember the last episode or the episode before that, but we've got a show coming up, another pipe culture episode where we are looking at pipe smoking archetypes.
Yeah, that's right.
This was a series that was started last year, and we're looking forward to continuing it on into the coming year. Now, the idea behind this is that we're actually taking these kind of archetypes of, like, you know, when you think of a pipe smoker, what kind of image or character or, you know, be it from fiction or history, that kind of comes into your mind. And we've taken it from kind of broad categories that was actually derived specifically from listeners at the time when we first kicked off this series. The episode that we're looking to do here in the next coming weeks are the two archetypes of the aristocrat and the farmer.
We could do the Aristocat too.
The Aristocats is a good movie.
Yeah.
It is a good movie. but no, the aristocrat and the farmer. And so, you know, whereas before we've taken archetypes that are kind of similar and talked about them, these are obviously two very different.
Yeah.
But I think also share some unique similarities in terms of the pipe smoking archetype and kind of what drives those two characters. I'm looking forward to...
That'd be fun. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I think that'd be fun.
I'm looking forward to getting some feedback from you guys, from the listeners, and let us know when you think of an aristocrat.
All the aristocrats. We're interested in all the pipe smoking aristocrats.
Again, fantastic Disney film. But no. when you think of a pipe smoking aristocrat or a pipe smoking farmer, and it could be farmer, think rural, you know, I hesitate to say peasant because farmers are not necessarily peasants.
There's a lot of wealthy farmers out there.
There's a lot of them, yeah. But I mean, like, you know what I'm talking about? Like, you know, getting your hands dirty, that sort of thing.
Working man.
When you think of that, what do you think of? Send those thoughts in, show at countrysquireradio.com. We'll also post it out to the Reddit group as we get a little bit closer, but that's coming in the next 2 weeks. So we look forward to getting your thoughts and feedback on that.
Yeah, super.
Also, from cleaning up from last year, of course, we had the custom cob competition.
I know, right?
Which was a massive success.
It was.
You guys have been beating down the door trying to figure out, okay, when can we start bidding on these new pipes? Check out countrysquireradio.com as of Wednesday. Wednesday this coming week. That's okay. When this episode goes live. And we will actually...
January 3rd.
That's right.
Yeah.
And we will actually have the pipes posted there. Now, I'm a little low tech, so if someone has a better way to do this, by all means, let me know. But the information will be right up at the top. You'll see the images of all the pipes and the information on how specifically to put in your bid. And that will be updated on a daily basis for what the current bid is. And I think we're going to do that for maybe 2 weeks.
Yeah,
do you think that's probably pretty good?
I think so.
Okay. Yeah. So we'll do that for 2 weeks, which means we'll actually announce it on the pipe culture episode.
Good. Yeah.
Who gets each pipe and all that kind of good stuff.
I think that's great.
It's really great. Again, we're raising funds for the Ronald McDonald House, keeping kind of the giving going beyond the season of giving.
That's right.
With such great seasonal pipes. So y'all be sure to check that out. Again, that's countrysquireradio.com this coming Wednesday. All right, man. And last bit of business here.
Dude, this is exciting.
So,
golly,
if you've been with us for a year or over, you may recall our first episode of 2017 was when we announced, with a lot of great shaking and quivering here, the Country Squire Radio International Pipe Club.
Yeah.
And it has been a massive success.
It really has, man. We're so grateful. We really are.
Seeing those of you who've joined up, signed up from around the world, it's just been incredible. And, you know, for just kind of a refresher, you know, we've got the Squires, we've got the Pilgrims, and this is also out through Patreon. So the idea is that you can go on, support the show on a per episode basis. If you just want to just support the show for a buck an episode as a patron, we love that. But for those who are able to give $3 and $5, you actually become club members. And so the $3, supporters are Pilgrims. And
that's right.
And we love our Pilgrims.
That's right.
We never blaspheme the Pilgrims.
No, they
not these Pilgrims.
Not these
Pilgrims.
Yeah. The Pilgrims have been blasphemed here at the Country Squire.
But not because
we want to keep the doors open. Right?
That's right.
I mean, that's very important. But not these Pilgrims.
But specifically, man, these the ones that we're talking about today are the Squire level members. Now, for anyone that joins the Pipe Club at the Squire level, after 1 year of membership, tell them what they get, John David.
Man, so if you join at the Squire level, you know, this is every week of $5. That's right, right? Yeah. So we wanted to do something. Of course, we you know, mentioned this a year ago, but we wanted to do something really special for folks, to reward them just for, you know, making this show happen, being an incredibly key part of what we're able to do here. And so we decided to include these people. If you stay on it for a year, if you do it for a whole year, will join the Wall of Honor here at the Country Squire.
Oh, snap!
And this is really exciting. And what that means is that we are actually here within the next week going to have little brass plaques made with each of these people's names on them. And they'll all say 2018, which will be great. These will actually be the first people of 2018 that will go up on the wall. And we'll have to, you know, take photos of this and video and all that. We'll make sure everyone can see their plaque. But your name will physically be on a brass plaque here at the Country Squire in Jackson, Mississippi. And so it's one of those things, you know, you might live literally across the world. We've got a few folks that do. But your name will always be here at the shop. you know, people can, you know, will be seeing it for years. And of course, you know, asking like, man, who's that guy? I've never seen that guy. Well, let me tell you about that guy,
man.
And we're really excited to be able to do that. We just wanted to make it something really special where, that physical representation of what you've done to help us make this show happen, to support our shop and what Bo and I are doing here. We wanted it to be super tangible and just really, really special. And this way you'll be in our shop every day.
So here's the names of the squires that are being engraved here onto the wall.
That's
and the cool thing is we'll have this like every single month, for several months.
I know
here.
That's what's awesome.
It's pretty great.
It's exciting.
All right. Ready?
Yep.
Rob Forbes, Greg Acock, Michael Ayers, Phil Morgan, Philippe. Oh, this is the thing. Now I'm going to like butcher their names all over again.
I know that it gives them that much more opportunity to
Philippe
be
Cardenas,
these people
Matthew
support
Butler,
us anyway.
Jonathan Walston,
oh, man, yeah.
Maxwell Mullins, Jason Knaff, Mitch Kreitel, Charlie Bach, Cooper Miles, Andrew Gusk, Jeremy Larson, Varge, the Pipe Pirate, Justin Izbinski. Izbinski?
I think you nailed it.
Rick Clone. Like, watch me nail it.
I know, right?
This,
yeah.
As I say that, Rick Clone, Darren Collar, Joseph Bostic, Matt Tresser, Brian Hook, Kurt Goodwin, Russ Hicks, Christopher Servant, Rob Bowden, Joe Gibson, and Mark VV.
Dude. Fantastic, man.
Now, B, I do want to say, if I just butchered your name, don't think that, oh no, they're going to misspell it on the plaque. We got it legit. It's just
We actually have it.
Yeah. We got your
although
Christian
we do want to make sure that we get Varge's right.
If you want to hook us up,
if you want to hook us up, unless you just want your plaque to say Varge.
Some people could say that, or could it be Varge in quotations, the Pipe Pirate?
It could be. Yeah, it could be.
Oh, well, whatever you want, Varge. We're gonna make it happen. Well, once again, thank you to all of you and to all of the various squires and pilgrims out there that are making this show happen by supporting us over at patreon.com/countrysquireradio.
Yeah, it's so exciting. Thanks again for supporting us, y'all.
All right, man. So this is cool. This is the first time we've ever done anything like this. We're
overdue too. This is something we need to I don't know how we missed this.
This is all right, so we're doing tonight a best of for the previous year, best of 2017. For a lot of different categories in the pipe world. We put this out on Facebook. We put this out on Twitter. We put this out on the Patreon account. We put it out to get you guys' thoughts, feedback, take in some nominations for consideration. And this is kind of an opportunity, too, for us to kind of pay it forward a little bit and
talk about
a lot of the great carvers, blenders, manufacturers, companies that are really doing some great things in the pipe industry and specifically did some great things in the pipe industry this last past year. Now, the categories as we run down and the nominations, a lot of these came from y'all, but in the end, it was the man himself, Mr. John David Cole, that was the decider.
Oh, blame it all on me, right? Well, it actually was all my fault.
Which to some extent, but I want to put that out there because I know a lot of people mentioned you or mentioned your tobaccos in the running for a lot of things, and
that's
you
right.
intentionally took them out.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, we love that. Folks have found our shop and, you know, admire what we do here, but we also wanted to focus on, you know, the things that, you know, folks are doing across the industry and, just thought this would be a good opportunity to do that. So, in various places, we appreciate you, thinking about us and things that we've put together here for, best of superlatives of 2017, but we wanted to, open it up to the greater pipe world. And so we may have deleted a few of our own things that were mentioned. Yeah.
All right, man. So we've got eight industry categories and two kind of fun show categories.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
The first one up, best tin tobacco of 2017.
Yeah, it's just like, let's go ahead and start with like the hard one, right? the one, let's go ahead and jump into the deep into the pool.
Right. We may reorganize it to be more Oscar-esque next year, right. You know?
Yeah, can we start with like best lighting technician or something?
We should have worn tuxedos, man. We could have done that. Okay, this is just a beta test. Next year.
Watch out, because it's coming.
Musical intros? Oh my gosh.
Oh, it's going to be epic.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right, so best 10 of 2017.
So best 10, we had a lot of great, nominations for this, and after giving it a lot of thought and just seeing kind of the direction that most people were going in, but also just what I thought had one of the biggest impacts of the year. I actually I went, this may surprise a few people on this. I went with Cornell and Deal, Carolina Red Flake.
Ooh.
And this was such a cool tobacco. This is one of those that it's a small batch tobacco that was introduced this year by Cornell and Deal, our friend Jeremy Reeves over there. Carolina Red Flake, this was a tobacco that was released in 2016. And you guys may remember there was a big hoopla about it because when it came out, a lot of the tins, people were finding it actually had mold in the tins.
Oh, snap.
And so Cornell and Deal did something that, I mean, is just very rare and was awesome, just showing their commitment to, you know, quality in the industry. They did an entire tin recall of this thing. And so,
wow.
I mean, thousands of tins of this stuff were, you know, immediately bought back from consumers, which was just really, really cool. So they recall these tins, they worked on it, and then again brought this back out just a few months ago this year. And this stuff's been crazy. It's just been really, really good tobacco. So, you know, Cornell and Deal, of course, they are constantly coming out with real gems. You know, these are, you know, folks that just know their way around, you know, all the different leaves of tobacco. But the Carolina Red Flake, I think, was just really something special this year. It's a really kind of earthy, naturally sweet tobacco. It's got this almost plum flavor to it that's just real real rich, naturally sweet, some wood notes to it, kind of a woody, deep flavor. It's just a really, really good tobacco. So, but anyway, we had several too that were also you know, runners up that were mentioned, and you want to mention some of those?
Absolutely. So we also had some great runners up and honorable mentions to Ratteries. Is it Rattray's or Ratteries?
Rattray.
Rattray's. Okay. Yep. Rattray's Red Rappery.
Red Rappery.
Red Rappery.
Yeah.
I've never had this before.
I haven't either.
But it comes very heavily recommended. And then Ratty's Bagpiper's Dream. And then also Frog Morton Cellar.
I'm just going to start calling them Ratties now.
Ratties?
Right,
Ratties. I like Ratties. Ratties Red Rappery.
It is funny, like the name Rattray, like is it Rattray or is it like a rat tray? Like a rat, you know what I mean?
No. I think, you know, given
we'll have to ask them.
Given that they come so highly recommended.
Yeah.
So definitely, definitely some honorable mentions there.
Some other ones too that came through. One other one that I'd like to mention, McClelland 40th anniversary, is a tobacco, of course, that we've talked about a lot this year, and just real good tobacco. Just another hit from Mike McNeil at McClelland. So really good tobacco as well.
All right, man.
Yeah, but had to give it to Carolina Red Flake from Cornell and Deal.
Yeah, what a great story too. I like that little Cinderella story that went alongside.
That's right. Yeah.
All right. Next one up, best hand blended tobacco of 2017.
It after a lot of teeth gnashing and thinking, I
because this is your expertise area.
Yeah, but the thing about it is a lot of, you know, we don't really try a lot of tobaccos from other blenders, right? And so when you're thinking blender on the retail level, or, you know, someone that's not making a tinned tobacco, basically, I'm sitting here trying to think, well, you know, like which ones have I tried that I've really enjoyed? Frankly, most of the nominations came from, you know, the shop. And so I was like, well, you know, we want to talk about,
I was surprised things that you decided to go not from
that's
the
right
shop here.
That's right. Yeah.
But that's commitment, sir. That's
no, we're committed.
That's,
yeah.
Good.
You know, there was one tobacco that I tried this year, that was blended by someone that really stood out, and we've mentioned it before on the show, just very briefly, but wanted to talk about it again tonight, and that is Double Fudge Brownie.
Oh,
and it is from the Furniture City Pipe Society.
All right,
up there in Michigan. And so this is I'm not exactly sure, and I actually tried to get in touch with Eric today. I'll have to try again, but I'm not exactly sure if you can purchase this. But Double Fudge Brownie, this was their yearly kind of blend of the year this year, and so it's got a ton of Perique. I think it's like 70% Perique or something. But when you smoke it, you would never in a million years know that. It is just a really well-blended tobacco that's got a real rich, velvety flavor to it. Certainly, it's strong, but it's not a pepper bomb like you would imagine. And I think it's just because of what they've blended with the Virginias they've put in there have just really cut the Perique nicely. It's really, really good. But anyway, just a great tobacco. It's one of the few tobaccos this year that I actually tried from another retail blender, and I really, you know, just really think they did a good job on this. And our friend Eric Karlowski up there, he at Indian River Trading Company, you know, he actually did not design the recipe. He didn't actually make the recipe. One of their members up there did. But I've got to get in touch with him to see if that's a tobacco that can actually be purchased by people.
Yeah.
Or if it was just like a limited edition run thing. But anyway, I you know, of all the tobaccos I did smoke this year, that one really stood out.
All yeah. right. Well, there yeah. you go. Double Fudge Brownie for best hand blended tobacco. There were some other nominations and special mentions. I'm going to go ahead and just mention a lot of these because they're from the shop. Florida Lee, Northwest Trek, Figgy Pudding, and Old Toby. Old Toby
That's
was
right.
a big favorite for a lot
That's
of people.
Right. Yeah. Old Toby, we, you know, heard about Old Toby a lot. Of course, we are very proud of Old Toby. It's one of those that we did put a lot of hard work into, and we appreciate people loving.
All right, man. So, all right. Now, this is another kind of hard one, this next category here. And that is Best Blender of 2017.
Yeah.
Now, again, it goes without saying, John David Cole was mentioned several times and intentionally, even though actually we told people up front that you were taking yourself out of that one for sure.
Yeah.
Your name still got mentioned
yeah, of course.
Several times.
Yeah. This is about the industry at large. So, man, I was,
he's blushing. Y'all. He's blushing.
I was really proud to, select, Jeremy Reeves as this year's best blender.
Yeah.
I really was. I think there's no, you know, better fitting person to go for that to go to. Jeremy is, you know, we talk about people wanting to support people that we like, and then also it's just gravy when they also are really, really good at what they do, not right. just nice people.
Yeah, yeah.
And Jeremy is one of those people. Jeremy is just he's a stunning person that's just got such a kindness to him that I think is really infectious. And he is really good at what he does. And of course, as Cornell and Deal's master blender, you know, he's just constantly cooking up all these interesting concoctions that are coming out. Him and his team over there at Cornell and Deal, they just do a really, really fantastic job. And I just think to see the renaissance that's happening at that company right now under, you know, on the blending side under his leadership is just really really phenomenal. For me, there was no, it was just an easy decision.
All yep. right.
It,
all right.
It really was. Love what Jeremy's doing and, man, believe in his work. Really do.
All right, man. Well, shouts out as well to, of course, John David Cole and as well as GL Peace for honorable mission.
That's right.
And,
that's right.
Yeah. And congratulations.
We love Greg too. Love what, Mr. Peace does with all his blend.
All right, man. Now this next one's really tough. Cause I mean, you know, you got to think there's a lot of things going on. We've talked a lot about tobacco. Next category is for best pipe of 2017.
Yeah. You know, these are kind of hard to gather, you know, as far as like, okay, best pipe. Well, you know, is it a pipe that was made that year? Was it like a new pipe? Is it just a, you know, one of your favorite pipes, or, you know, I mean, you know, it's,
we
like,
were nebulous in the category.
Yeah. I mean, it kind of allowed people to just, you know, so we got all these, you know, nominations that were just like, you know, oh, well, it's my, you know, Stanwell that my grandfather gave me. Well, okay, that's great. You know, but, you know, we're kind of looking at the, I don't know, industry a little broader. So, the pipe that I selected this year for the best pipe. And again, this is just we're painting with broad brush strokes here, but I selected this year the Savinelli Unfinished Briars, and it was nominated by several people, and so I think
that was very popular.
I think that was one of those that you know, we you know, can honestly say was just a real crowd favorite. But we got several, you know, the Briarworks Calabash with the magnetic top, that one had a few votes, and of course there's so many good pipes that they have come out with too. We'll talk more about them later. You know, those Savinelli Unfinished Briars, these are pipes that retail typically for about $65, $70. I mean, it's an amazing value for
yeah,
a pipe.
Yeah, seriously.
It's just a great value for a pipe. You're getting aged briar from Savinelli. You know the kind of quality sources they're getting on their briar. And these are just the pipes that didn't quite make the cut from a grain standpoint that a lot of the other companies you know, would have used, but Savinelli just said, well, you know, we're going to sell these as an unfinished pipe. And that way it'll give people the opportunity to do, you know, either stain it on their own or just smoke it and watch it change color and that kind of thing. And, It's just a real fun pipe to smoke. It's one of those that, you know, they all have so many different shapes and varieties that you can find. Almost any Savinelli pipe that you see, they've got in an unfinished variety, which is really, really nice. So anyway, the unfinished pipes are great. We believe in them and sell a whole bunch of them. And I was pleased to call them the best pipe of 2017.
All right, man. We also have honorable mentions. You mentioned the Briarworks Magtop Calabash, also the Peterson 302 system.
Yeah.
Was
yeah.
also one that was nominated as well. So yeah. It's a great pipes from Savinelli. I've got one of those unfinished. I absolutely love it. It probably will not be my last. All right.
We have a lot of repeat buyers on that one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, man. Look, all right. So this next one is taking it even more personal. Best pipe carver of 2017. Now, this is specifically, I should mention, an individual, not a company.
Right.
We didn't specify
right.
individual.
And individual, yeah. So this year, I'm going to go with Steve Liske. Steve is from San Bernardino, California. He's 32 years old, and he's just one of those young, like, up-and-coming guys that has just gotten so popular. And, of course, his work speaks for itself. It's really, really stunning. He's got a lot of influences from the Danish school, also from folks in East Asia. He uses tons of bamboo. Which is really nice. He actually locally sources his own bamboo, which is kind of neat. So he doesn't even go get his bamboo from overseas or from warehouses. He actually finds it. And a lot of his pipes, he'll actually build kind of the idea of the pipe around the bamboo rather than vice versa. So it's, you know, the bamboo becomes a real kind of integral part in the design piece there and not just an accent, which is really nice. So Steve, though, just incredible work. I hope you get to see some of his pipes. Of course, you can look him up. He's got a nice website where you can take a look at pipes he's got for sale and some of his work as well, but that he's already had go out. But studied under Jeff Graysick and Todd Johnson and has just really taken off. So real proud of Steve, and man, I wish I had that kind of talent on the pipe side. It's just really amazing.
Very cool, man. Yep. All right, so also we've got some honorable mentions as well. Corey 562 from thispipelife.com.
Yeah, you know, go check out Corey's work. I mean, he's a real active member over at This Pipe Life, and you know, think it'd be good for y'all to see him.
Absolutely, man. And our very own hometown hero himself, Mr. Two Combs.
That's right. And others as well. Neil Monnier from California. Los Angeles, we love Neil. Have sold several of his pipes here in the shop and love what he's doing. And also Moon Valley Pipe Works up in Idaho. You know, just another kind of up and coming, you know, younger generation trying to get some work out there, but you know, very reasonably priced pipes and doing a lot of good work. So,
all right, man. Yep. So this one, so that was the best pipe carver. This next one is for best pipe manufacturer. Now, this is specifically instead of a specific carver, we're talking about a company here.
Yeah, that's right.
Best pipe manufacturer 2017.
I didn't have to think about this. I mean, it took me a fraction of a second to decide that it's just Briarworks. I mean, what the guys at Briarworks are doing is truly incredible. I mean, I am such a fan of the quality that they're putting out, the creativity they're putting out, the people they've got on their team up there that are helping kind of push the ball forward, the direction their companies go in. I don't know. I am high on Briarworks right now. I really, really, really am.
What you putting in those pies, man?
I know, right? Yeah. Man, just love. You know, it's kind of like when we talked about, you know, Jeremy over at Cornell and Deal. You want to support people that you like, but it's also just awesome when they happen to be really good at what they do.
Right. Yeah.
And the folks at Briarworks are that. I mean, they're just amazing. The new shapes they've come out with, they're, gosh, it's been out for months and months now, but the Prince shape that they debuted this year, has been such a hot selling pipe at our shop. Of course, they recently came out with the Cuddies and the Belges. They've done some other stuff with the kind of the Bull Moose pipe and, you know, some of those older you know, modeling after older Kamois and Chacombs and things like that.
What
that
is
are
old
really
again, yeah.
An old GBDs and stuff. Just so, man, beautiful pipes that that I've just been really pleased at the quality of. I love their price point, their finishes, just I think everything they're doing right now is just really really on point. So I believe in Briarworks. I think they're doing good work. They did not pay me to say any of this, but I really believe in what they're doing, and I feel confident every time I sell one of their pipes. So
that's good, man.
Yeah, I gotta go with Briarworks.
All right, man. So honorable mentions for best pipe manufacturer, of course, Missouri Meerschaum, Savinelli, and Ardor.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, a lot of Savinelli folks out there. Chacombe as well. We heard a lot about Chacombe. Savinelli, of course, we believe in their pipes too. Always going to be in the hunt for something like this. Ardor, golly, if you're not familiar with Ardor, this is an Italian pipe maker. These, of course, are they're handmade pipes, but they are, you know, in a factory environment. And so, you know, it's not just a single artisan carver there doing them. But Ardor, beautiful pipes. You know, they're going to start anywhere from $300 and go on up to as much as you want to pay. But really, really stunning pipes and worth taking a look at.
All right, man. So this next one's kind of interesting.
Yeah, this one was fun. Yeah.
So this one is the best pipe-related product. And this was kind of kept very broad.
Yeah.
In terms of, you know, just when you think pipe, it's pipe-related. It could be anything. It could be like a pipe Christmas ornament.
Yeah.
Or something very much more practical in terms of your enjoyment of your pipe.
Yep.
So for best pipe-related product of 2017.
So we're going to go with the 8 Deco Tamps that are out there. And I really like this because it's just such a simple tool that is needed by every pipe smoker in the history of everywhere. But it's what they've done is just become... just made really fashionable tampers that are incredibly inexpensive and very, very functional. And you know, it's like, who cares about a tamper? Can't you just use a golf tee? Well, these are a little different. So
a rusty nail,
right, or a chapstick tube or whatever, you know. The 8 Deco Tamps, I mean, these are actually don't even have one around here right now, but 8 Deco Tamps are incredibly you know, decorative. They're handsome to look at and all those other things, but they really use a lot of lightweight material, lots of bamboo. The metal they use is very thin and fine. And so, what they do, which I really, really like on a lot of their tampers, it's a concave tamper. I guess I'm saying that right. It's where it's kind of an upside down bowl, so that the top of the tamper, the part that you're applying to the tobacco, is actually rounded, which I think gives it a nice opportunity for the tobacco to breathe. But then also they put holes on the top of the tamper part. And so what it does is it allows air to go through the tamper as you're tamping your tobacco. And so it's just a really interesting, unique tamper style that, you know, is incredibly light. It looks nice. It's functional. It's different enough to give you at least an option, you know, kind of a new resource in your pipe tool bag. So, love them. Really recommend, checking those out.
Yeah. They were very heavily, nominated. Also special mention in the best pipe related product category goes to Stokkebee leather messenger bag.
Yeah. Those are awesome. Gorgeous. Man. Golly. Yeah. I know those really have been beautiful. We love the fourth generation messenger bag, and it's got all the, you know, loops in it for pipes and, you know, tins and all that kind of stuff. It's a lot of fun.
All right, man. And then finally, here we go. This is the one that you've been waiting for. Best actor and a motion picture. Best director. No. Best pipe publication.
Yeah.
Of 2017.
I have to go with Pipes and Tobaccos magazine.
Oh!
I'm going to go with Pipes and Tobaccos. Yeah, I am. I love the history of them. You know, obviously they've been around for a long time, and it's just a good resource for people. It's one of those that you can go to and really get in depth, you know, coverage of a lot of carvers. They feature retailers. They go into different tobacco blends. It's just a good way to keep up with what's going on in the industry. So. Love having them here around the Squire for people to pick up and just kind of check out what's going on in the current tobacco world. But I don't know, as far as a news source other than Country Squire Radio, that's really good for kind of the goings on in the pipe community at large. I don't know. I just think there's no better one to go with than Pipes and Tobacco's magazine.
All right, yeah. Pipes and Tobacco's magazine. Well done. All right, so those were our winners, our choices.
Yeah.
The Country Squire Radio's Best of 2017. But we've also got kind of some fun categories here that I really wanted to be kind of less our input and more your input. And this is what we came down to. These are related to the show. So these are just for fun. We're not giving ourselves awards or anything.
That's right.
More of like community right. focus, that sort of thing. Best episode of 2017, Country Squire Radio goes to Pipe Shop Fails. Oh, man.
And we got a lot of feedback from that.
This was our pet peeves episode.
That's right.
Like, first of all, I think it's worth mentioning because... This was out of your brainchild head thing. Like this was a John David original right here.
I knew I could turn to our close friends across the world to really vent and get this stuff out. You know, it's one of those things that like I don't know. It's kind of sharing my jewels with you guys. You know, like you know, giving you access
just
to
putting
my
the jewels out there, just yeah, laying them on the table.
You know, and just showing my cards here, and I just felt really supported by people. It was good.
Yeah. That's good. Man, yeah. So Pipe Shop Fails, definitely a favorite. Has because of the response of that first episode, it became its own series.
Right. But the funny thing about that series is it's, you know, you have to let enough time go on to, you know, build more content for a series like that, because it's literally just me complaining about what I do on mic.
Right.
you gotta just telling weird stories. You
gotta spread it out a little bit.
That's right.
All right. And then for final category is Best Country Squire Moment or Quote of 2017. And this one was difficult because a lot of y'all nominated something that
happened last year.
But right. I'm going to allow it because okay. A, it was so heavily nominated, and B, we did announce a t-shirt with this saying on it this year.
We did.
It goes to Tamp Dat Ash.
That's right. Best moment
of Country Squire Radio.
That's right.
27. But this is kind of like how they gave like the last Lord of the Rings movie like an Oscar or something, even though it was nowhere near as good as the other ones.
No, that's true.
You know, it's
right.
It's like
they almost had to.
Well, it's like we should have given this an award years ago, but we didn't, and so now it's getting an award this year. That's what this is.
Tamp Dat Ash was solid. You know, of course, that we did an episode of where this just kind of organically came out, and you know, when you do a whole episode around pipe tamping, you know, of course, some kind of goofiness is going to come from that, and so that's what happened. Gosh, we really have just kind of, I don't know, it's just become a thing. You know, people have sent me all kinds of artwork that say Tamp Dat Ash. We have t-shirts now that say Tamp Dat Ash, and yeah, it's just its own animal. So
well,
and you know you've got to be special to beat Blaspheme the Pilgrim.
Well, so that's
the thing. You do.
We had some other great memorable quotes that were recommended as well. The Blaspheme the Pilgrims in terms of moments. Also, the War of the Roses, the buildup and the results.
That's right.
And then also for episodes runner-up, we had the Hamster Scale episodes.
Gosh, so good too, man. Yeah. That Hamster Scale, you know, that...
That'll be coming back.
I don't know. Yeah, we're going to find new ways to utilize the Hamster Scale.
I thought we were going to get flack for that. I braced for impact
we know there were some old timers that
we were going to get more flack for that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we had a little fun with it.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
And then also Tamp Dat Ash, the episode, which came out again 2 years ago.
Right, I know, right.
Like a year.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
One way or the other. So there you go. The Best of 2017. All of the winners mentioned this episode will be getting a little icon if they want to put it up on their website. Great. Otherwise, we'll be promoting each one out this week over on the old social media. So congratulations to all the winners. And hopefully... We this will become a new tradition. I hope it does.
That's right. Yeah, we're excited about it.
Absolutely, man. You know, whenever I get excited, I like to do things like, you know, whatever my favorite things are, put on Star Wars, put on my favorite podcast, or sit back with one of my favorite pipes from the good folks at Missouri Meerschaum.
That's right. Man, I know a lot of folks got shiny new Missouri Meerschaum pipes for their Christmas stocking this year. And of course, they have just such a great variety. If you have one, you know, the quality of it, and you'll want to add a second one really soon. They've got just such a good collection of pipes. You can do anywhere from the Country Gentleman, which is one of their best sellers, the Legend, which is probably the best seller from Missouri Meerschaum that we have here at the Country Squire. These are pipes with medium to large size bowls. They, have generous chambers, and so you can sit there and smoke for quite some time. But you know, with a Missouri Meerschaum pipe, it's going to be light, well manufactured, and also something that is a very reasonable price point. And so it's a great opportunity to add more variation to your pipe collection, and they just have such a nice variety.
Yeah, speaking of which, look for a variety of custom Missouri Meerschaum Cobb pipes at CountrySquireRadio.com.
That's right.
And this coming week.
But, that's right.
Big thanks to Missouri Meerschaum for sponsoring the show. And if you've got one, be sure to smoke it this week. Take a picture, tweet it to us. We retweet it out. It's a great way to let them know you appreciate them for sponsoring this show.
That's right.
Pipe question of the week.
All right, man. Pipe question of the week this week comes in from Jay Lau. Now, Jay, as you may recall, wrote us a very, very long essay of a question. It was very much kind of a train of thought type of question with a good amount of a healthy amount of ADD mixed in there as well.
Okay.
And so for me, it made for a very challenging trying to piece together, like, what is the question? And what I decided is, well, there's kind of a ton of questions here. And so we're going back to his essay that was very cigar centric. He asks, is it possible to make a cigar out of pipe tobacco blends such as Virginia, Burley, those sort of things?
Yeah. And actually this is happening now more and more often. Of course, you know, okay, from a very kind of raw standpoint, yes. I mean, you can take, and I actually have customers that will, you know, try to take a cigar leaf and you know, pull the stuffing out of the cigar and then refill it with their favorite pipe tobacco. And so,
you could do that.
It's not easy. And I think the results at best are very, very mixed, but people do it. You know, some folks, one of our customers actually buys, about once a year, he'll buy a Black Arrow from us, a couple pounds worth, and he sends it off to a cigar roller, and they actually roll the Black Arrow in a cigar leaf. And so you can actually smoke the Black Cavendish, you know, that way. You know, that's just kind of one option. But what you are seeing now is more and more cigar blenders are experimenting, just like, you know, pipe people are pushing the envelope, so are the cigar folks, you know, looking for the next kind of neat thing to introduce into the market. And so you're seeing a lot of cigar guys that are introducing small batch pipe leaf into different cigars. And you're seeing a lot of Latakia, Perique, and dark-fired Burley, you know, Kentucky, dark-fired Kentucky Burley. And I just think that's a really neat, way to introduce, you know, fun new flavors into the cigar. And they're wildly popular. You know, the stuff that Drew Estate is putting out, their dark-fire cured, you know, cigar, the size we carry here at the shop is called Just a Friend. It's kind of a Toro. And it is just loaded up with that dark-fired Kentucky leaf that's in there. The Naturals that Drew Estate has, it's actually got a sugar tip on the end of the cigar, but they also put Latakia in the cigar, which just kind of gives it a smoky, you know, flavor that's just a little different than what you might expect with most cigars. So it is possible. You know, it happens quite a bit, and I would keep an eye out for more of that happening, I think, in the years to come. Yeah.
All right, man. Great, great question. You know, I love the cigar related questions too, because cigars are kind of like our premium tobacco cousins.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you know, no, any kind of the overlay there, I think it flies.
Yeah. No, they're kissing cousins. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Inappropriate. Well, hey, if you've got a pipe question of the week, be sure to send that in to show@countrysquireradio.com. show@countrysquireradio.com.
Quickfire with the Squire.
All right, man. Quickfire question. Ow! All right, man. New sponsor of Quickfire Questions, the Tin Society.
Oh, man.
Oh, dude. Tin Society is a really, really cool service and product.
I love this. Yeah, we're so glad to have them aboard.
Oh, man. We got some great things to share with them coming here in just a minute. All right, here we go. Quickfire questions. These are coming in from Ghost of Pompeii. Now, Ghost of Pompeii is always very good at sending in some really
good
questions.
Yeah, we get a lot of stuff from them.
And these look like they could get us into trouble. And I feel like we've actually answered similar questions like this in the past, but here we go.
Okay.
Blonde, brunette, or redhead?
Brunette.
She's sitting right here. Good for you.
How's that for a quick and accurate answer.
Yeah. You know, it depends on what stage of life. In my younger years, I probably actually would have said redhead, but I'm married to a beautiful brunette and would not choose any other way.
Yeah.
So there you go.
I think we both answered it as honestly as necessary.
Yeah. Wow. Offense or defense?
Offense.
Best defense is a strong offense?
I think it's the other way around.
Is it the other way around? So,
but aren't both true?
I think so.
It's more fun to watch offense. You know what I mean? I don't know. I get more into it.
This is like a sports thing,
but it could be anything. I mean, even from like a business standpoint, you know, are you more on the offensive or the defensive? I mean, you know, you want
to. Oh, yeah. Okay.
You know what I mean? I mean, I don't know. I like offense.
Offensive seems like you're doing stuff.
You're getting after it.
I'm going to go with offensive.
Yeah.
Mafia or
Yakuza.
Yakuza. That's like the
is that like Japanese mafia?
Yeah.
I feel like whichever one I don't pick is going to come get me. So we'll go with the mafia because I think there's probably more of them around here.
You think so?
Yeah.
In Jackson?
I'm just saying, you know. I mean,
maybe
there's people around here, you know, and they know people, and some of them don't like people. The first time with this family is no kind of man.
I can't really do mine. I normally actually have one.
We're both like so sick now. Yeah. We can't even do our fun voice.
I'm going to go with Mafia as well, mostly because I'm long overdue for some Godfather spaghetti. And I was recently watching American Gangster. Have you ever seen that?
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, it's a good Denzel movie. Washington. I forgot about that movie.
And so
good show.
This era where the mafia was kind of falling out, and Frank Lucas was taking up their business in Harlem. It was really fascinating film. Fascinating film. No one of the guys in that movie too. He took me out for pizza in Brooklyn.
Really?
Yeah, a couple weeks back. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Wow. That's
all right. So Briar pipe or PVC pipe?
Of course, Ghost of Pompeii would really ask this question on a pipe related podcast, and therefore we're you know, obviously glad to say that we love PVC pipe here at Country Squire on Country Squire Radio. You know, I as much as I love PVC pipe, I'm just gonna have to pick Briar pipe. It was a tough decision, but we have to go that direction.
All right, man. Great quick fire questions. And again, these quick fire questions were brought to you by the Tin Society. All right. Now, the Tin Society is a really, really great service for pipe smokers.
I love what they're doing, man.
Be you someone who is like this extensive seller, or if you're someone who, if your seller is looking a little weak and you're kind of looking how to catch up.
Yeah.
What they are is they're a service that actually sends you monthly tobaccos in a box.
That's
essentially
right.
It's hand curated and sent to you every single month. Some great blends, aromatics, non-aromatics, and allows you to really kind of get that, extend your palate. If you want the palate of John David Cole, this might be the way to do it.
It's just such a great opportunity. Of course, there's so many neat subscription services that are out there right now.
So many.
And the pipe community was lacking one. And what the folks at the Tin Society decided is like, man, we can bring the same model to our great pastime that we love so much. And so it's such a great service, very, very inexpensive for what you get. Go to thetinsociety.com. You can sign up. Your first box is actually 20% off if you use the code Squire when you sign up. And we hope you do that. You'll get 4 different samples of tobacco from a tin. Each sample is good enough for 2 to 3 smokes, and so you'll get a couple of smokes out of each one.
It's
a great way to try a whole bunch of premium tobaccos, expand your palate, but without having to commit to buying the entire tin.
Oh, man, we've all done that, right?
And everyone's done that, right? You might spend $15 on a can of tobacco, and you take one puff, or even open the can, and you realize like this is going to line my hamster cage. You know what I mean?
That's the thing. Even if it's really good premium stuff, because maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the pipe shop and be like, "Hey guys, I didn't like this," and then have them all stare you down, and so now you've got this extremely dry, extremely premium, hard to get tobacco.
I know, right?
And you're like, "What did I do?"
It's
I'm saying this for a friend. This didn't happen to anybody.
That didn't happen to you.
No. Right. Friend of a friend, really. I didn't even know the guy.
But enter the Tin Society. Hey. And of course, at the Tin Society, they've got this great way for you to try just a variety of wonderful tobaccos and see what you like, see what you don't like. And man, just keep it interesting as you as you go through your pipe journey. So check them out, the10society.com.
10society.com.
And also be sure to, when you do sign up, to put in Squire for the promo code.
Yeah, get that discount.
Yeah, man.
Your thoughts, your comments. Listener feedback.
All right, it's listener feedback this week, man. We have got some great listener feedback in. This first one comes from Mike. What did Mike have to say?
Hey, Bo and JD. I love the show and am still very new to the pipe smoking game. I have a suggestion for you guys, though. I'm often listening in the truck and in so doing, cannot write down your suggestions as far as tobacco and also the Squire Select episodes. I know it's a lot of extra work, but I think show notes each episode, each week, would be very beneficial for those of us that love to listen but cannot write down suggestions and often cannot listen to episodes more than once due to time constraints. Keep up the strong work. I look forward to future episodes. Yours in pipe smoking, Mike. P.S. As a person who really enjoys getting the smoker out and smoking my pipe, as I smoke some delicious meat, I think you should do a Squire Select episode with barbecue. I got your back, Bo. Love, Mike.
Yeah!
So make that another vote for a Squire Select barbecue episode.
As well as a great suggestion in terms of expanding out the show notes. We need an intern. I'm just going to put that out there. If you have an interest in, I mean, I know we've got an intern.
Yeah, we do.
But we need like a digital intern.
Like someone that can do that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's
like
willing to
type up some show notes.
Yeah, to donate some time to type up some show notes for every single episode. Because I mean, admittedly, that's something that I would like for us to have. The reason why we do have show notes for each episode, but not nearly to the extent that I wish we did. And a large part of that is because, again, dyslexic. And I have butchered, and as much as I have butchered pronouncing names, I've also butchered writing down some of these companies in the past. And so I kind of got to a point where I just stopped. And I know that's not good.
Yeah, and actually, yeah, if you think Bo is bad at just pronouncing stuff, you should try reading the show notes that he already does make.
Right.
Like,
right.
Yeah. It's actually like half the time what I'm saying is what I know that Bo meant to write.
Right, right.
when I'm reading this stuff.
Yeah, so, and I guess that is true. Like, we do technically, I mean...
I'm picking on you, but like, it is funny, though, because we have a lot of folks in the greater Country Squire radio community that only listen to us when they're in their car. And that's just kind of an ongoing thing.
Popular,
so it would be nice to have something that folks could refer to later, you know, if they're talking about bullet points from Squire Select episode or, you know... pipe pairings and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, something to think about down the road.
I'm just putting it out there. If you're interested in doing some backlog work and that sort of deal, internships available. You could be the new Caleb.
Don't put that evil on someone. No. Yeah.
Outshine Caleb. No, I'm just kidding. Great feedback. We love getting that kind of feedback, by the way, Mike. So thanks so much for sending that in. We also got one in from Mr. Kinnearum. Kinnearum?
I think so.
Kinnearum.
Yeah.
Mr. K, what did Mr. K have to say?
He said, "Season's greetings. I've been an avid listener and pipe smoker for several years now." Wow, we've been doing this for so long that people can say they've been an avid listener for several years.
Wow.
That's just crazy.
It's crazy.
"I enjoy your podcast musings. I've benefited from your show content and even discovered hardcore history." Thanks, Bo.
I think that was actually a year recommendation.
I think that was me. Yeah. I think that might have been me. Such a good podcast. He goes on to say, "I wanted to give you another for a show and help me with a dilemma. I am a Virginia Perique smoker with a strong blend or strong bend towards the proper English. So I go back and forth between the two, toss in an aromatic sometimes." So he's a Virginia Perique smoker, also likes English blends, and occasionally smokes aromatic. "With major changes in season, I get confused as to what baccy goes with the wet season. Every old hand has his preference, and they seem as varied as blends. A good show would be pairing tobaccos with the season, traditional and personal preference. Thanks again, Mr. Kinnearum." And
I like that idea.
That's a great idea. I find myself smoking different things throughout the year, every year. I mean, and sometimes it's the same, you know, some years it's like, oh, well, you know, I smoke a Virginia Perique because it's summertime and I want something kind of strong. But then other times I'll find like this past summer, I smoked more English blends because they just burn cooler.
Yeah.
And I was like smoking these smoky, you know, campfirey, smoldery English blends, and it was August, you know, and I'm just thinking, like, where did that come from? But it worked. I don't know.
Maybe, so it's interesting because you mentioned it, and the first thing that comes to mind is one of our first, like, within our first 10 episodes, I think it was episode 7, was an episode entitled Autumn Upon Us. And it was the first episode of Country Squire Radio that we were like, this is not a good episode. Like, the content was really weak. And it was kind of like, well, it was just talking about, like, oh, leaves are changing, smoking a pipe, what are you enjoying, this sort of thing. But in hindsight, it's like, well, actually, if we had structured that concept a little bit differently.
Yeah.
And I almost wonder if there might be, like, a top three, like, a top, but do it seasonal. So, like, a top three blends of winter or top three.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Spring or something. Yeah.
Let's cook on that. I like that idea.
I like it, though. And, everyone, most people anyway, do, at least that I see on my side of the counter, most people do go through this kind of seasonal change when it comes to pipe smoking. They really do. It happens all the time. I'd probably say the most pronounced ones are, English blends during wintertime. Virginia's more in the spring and summer, and typically more aromatics in summertime. But there's variations to that too. And like you said, everyone's got their own poison that they like. So, interesting thing to explore. I think that might have some legs to it.
Love that idea. So yeah, so great, great feedback. We really appreciate that. Look, I love this. Like, a lot of times we share like, oh, we love the show and we get the praise and we love the praise, but this kind of feedback is also really good with suggestions and that sort of thing. So y'all feel free.
Yeah, absolutely agree.
Send that in show@countrysquireradio.com anytime you'd like to. Also head over to iTunes, write us a review there. It's a great way to help support the show. It doesn't cost you a dime, but if you are willing to spend a dime or two, head over to patreon.com/countrysquireradio, or if you just go to countrysquireradio.com and click join the club, that's got all the information there to help support this show. We got some big things in this coming year that we're looking forward to, ways that we want to take the show on the road in new ways into new locations. And so from that standpoint, we need your guys' help to make it happen. So please, please consider joining the club again at countrysquireradio.com. You can also keep up with us throughout the week. You can follow me. I'm at The Real Bo York.
I'm at John David Cole, or you can get us at the shop @_CountrySquire.
You can also follow the show @Squire Radio, but all that information and more can be found at CountrySquireRadio.com, where you can tune in live every single Monday night for the After Hours show here at 8:30 p.m. Central Time. That's 6:30 Pacific, 9:30 Eastern. And that's all the I do want to mention this before we officially sign out. I mentioned at the top of the show, but we do have this Pipe Archetypes show coming up with the Aristocrat and the Farmer. For whatever images come to your mind when I mention the Aristocrat, the Farmer, please head over, write us those emails. We'd love to share your thoughts with that episode coming up here in the next 2 weeks. So should be a lot of fun, man.
I'm excited. Yeah, we're looking forward to a really exciting year. A lot of things coming down the pipe that will be journeying through together this year. We're excited about that. I'm getting married this year.
Oh yeah,
like in less than 3 months.
Yeah, he's getting married in the morning. Ding dong, the bells are gonna chime. Ding dong, the bells. Pull out the stopper. Have a whopper.
But get him to the
church on time. All right, man. We need to call it a night.
I think we better.
Let's go have a night.
It's gonna be exciting 2018.
Yes, sir.
See you, brother.
Been listening to Country Squire Radio, a member of the Podastery Network. For more information on this and other shows, please visit podastery.com.